Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17th of the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Don Fotopoulos is here. She's a very important person, ladies and gentlemen, not only to us in our brain trust and here on the show, but her students and her clients. And Don, you've got a big deal coming up that was part of what we're talking about today. You're putting on a big show this week, I think, for SCORE and FedEx, aren't you?
Jim, it's so great. So I did a workshop for Federal Express down in their corporate offices in Memphis a year ago, and they said, oh my gosh, this is great stuff. We got to have a bigger audience. So SCORE and FedEx have partnered. SCORE is going to be doing the marketing, and we're going to be doing a webinar on the power of pricing on March the 7th, and it's at 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. It doesn't cost anything to be on the call.
That's next week.
Yeah, it's next week. It's a week from Wednesday. And not only that, but I've got a transcript, which is a free ebook. So if you didn't, you know, catch everything on the call, you've got the ebook, and you got time to ask questions real time.
Folks, this could save your business.
Oh my
gosh! This is not hyperbole.
Yeah.
We're talking here. But you know what, Don? Before you can raise prices, you have to get some courage. You have to get some grit.
Yes.
Because I can remember when I had my consulting company, and even later as I've developed my media company, I can remember asking a lot more of my next prospect than I had the last one, and just holding my breath and thinking, oh my God, what if they don't take it? What if I've overpriced it? And you know what? When they said yes, I said, hey. That gave me some confidence, some courage, and some grit. And you get to the point where you realize, and then you will overprice it, and somebody will say no, and then you'll understand what the market will bear. Until somebody says no, you don't know what the market will bear.
Bingo. You win the car and the refrigerator. That's right. That's exactly right. Okay, so let's start at the bottom and go up. There are three benchmarks for pricing, Jim, nobody knows about. And you talked about it earlier in the segment, okay? First thing is a cost-plus basis.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to know what your fully loaded costs are, and the construction workers and the tradesmen are bad at this. So they know what their materials cost, but they do a really lousy job of tracking their time. So you got to know direct labor, direct materials, add that together, and then you got to add a 45% increase over that cost,
margin, not markup, margin.
Markup, which will give you a 30% margin.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
At least a 30% margin.
That keeps it simple for them.
It does.
Multiplying is easier than dividing. Yeah.
Okay, minimum 45%.
But you know what most of these contractors are doing, Don? They're not even marking up their materials.
Oh, you're kidding, really?
No, most of them don't even mark up the materials.
Yeah, that's bad.
They're handling the materials. They're procuring the materials. They're paying for them, and they're cash flowing them, but they're not charging a markup on
it. They're financing them.
And they can't do that. Now, if they want to charge a different rate for managing materials and a higher margin for their labor, that's one thing. But to charge nothing for handling all the material, you can't survive like that.
No, that's exactly right, Jim. So let's agree that there needs to be a minimum clearing price. And, oh, by the way, if you can't get that, it's not necessarily that your price is too high. Let's do some quick diagnostics, okay? It may be you're doing a really lousy job of describing why you're charging what you're charging. And what you just went through about handling materials, perfect analysis, right? So Mr. and Mrs. Customer, the reason why we're charging this is because we have to procure it, we have to finance it, blah, blah, blah. So the customer begins to understand what's going on behind the scenes.
Yeah, it's time. It's,
right?
if nothing else, it's not even about them getting rich. It's about the time that they spend in it, if nothing else.
That's right. So the minimum. So if you can't get the price, it's either that you're not doing a good job of describing why you're charging what you're charging.
That's a big
part. You could be
of
talking
it.
To the wrong audience.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about that. So don't just drop your price as a knee-jerk response to not getting sales. Are you speaking to the right audience, and are you speaking to them at a time when it makes sense for them?
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, I have the Hidden Profit Academy, which just launched last week, by the way, and it's for accounting professionals. And we are applying for accreditation, and if we get it, we're off to the races.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is this. I'm not going to speak to those accountants in March and April. I mean, it would be crazy
right.
for me to do that. These people are jammed.
You couldn't even get
right?
them on the phone now.
Of course. And
they're in the
so
middle of tax season, in case anybody didn't get it.
Do I have the right message? Am I talking to the right audience at the right time? If the answer is weak on one of those three things, I'm not going to drop my price first. I'm going to fix my strategy,
right.
my marketing strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And
so
you probably haven't
price.
Figured out how to sell. So if you can't get the pricing you want, if you're a contractor and you can't get the pricing you want, let's say you do bathrooms. You're the bathroom expert. You redo bathrooms, update them, right? And mm-hmm. and you offer a price on a bathroom, and they say no, and you say, well, I charge too much. When what you really should have done was before you show them the price, show them the pictures of all the pretty bathrooms you've done.
That's right. And by the way, Jim, show them the testimonials from people
exactly.
who said, I've had nightmares with contractors.
Bingo.
But this guy was amazing.
He's worth it.
Right? Show me the testimonials of the guy showed up, and he showed up on time, and he showed up sober.
Folks, this isn't egghead ivory tower stuff. This is survival stuff. This is sustainability of your business stuff. You must do this. You have no choice. Tim Taylor, right back with Dr. Douglas.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.